rendered here shortly. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. I think, here's my prediction. I think that my fully qualified version here that I've taken time to put down notes of scriptures or whatever is going to be stretching to even compare with what he did that day off the top of his head. Because he proceeded to go ahead and preach the message. But I honestly, and I'm not just preaching it because he made that statement in that service, but I was asking the Lord for this particular service tonight, and I feel like that the Lord would like me to appeal to some in this house to make themselves available to him. So we're going to do that. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8 says, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me." Amen. We'll come back to this verse of scripture before we conclude tonight, unless the Lord steps in. But I just want to preach from this subject, here am I. Amen. Let's lay down our Bibles and let's ask the Lord to speak to each of us. Can you open up your heart? Can you open up your mind? Can you open up your spirit to receive from the Lord tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Lord, for speaking to me, I pray that I could somehow convey, Lord, this message that you've put into my heart. Asking you, Lord, for anointing. I'm asking you, Jesus, for grace. Hallelujah, to preach your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, give us ears to hear, minds and hearts and attitudes and spirits to receive and obey your word tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, why don't you clap your hands to the Lord? Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen, amen. You can be seated tonight. I don't know how quickly, I don't know how long, I don't know how whether this will be a fast and furious or slow and endurious, if that's a word. But I'm just going to preach this evening. Amen. The phrase, here I am, is actually, in the original, it's actually one word. And not knowing the bishop was going to be here, I put it in here. But I'm fearful to try to pronounce it. But you can refer to him if you need to. But what has been translated to the three words, here am I, or in some cases, here I am, is really just one word. And I will make an attempt here, but it's something like haneni or something like that. Haneni. And you can listen to Richard Strong's on blueletterbible.com. He'll pronounce it far better. But as I studied these passages, and Bishop went through almost all of the examples on that Sunday morning that he mentioned this topic, almost all of the examples in Scripture that where an individual heard the voice of God and he responded, interestingly enough to me, the Lord also uses this word, but not in the same way that he expects us to use this word. When the Lord speaks, it's as if he expects his people to respond in this way, here am I. Or the literal translation would be lo or behold. It's a word to express pointing or recognition or acknowledgement. And so when it's stated with the suffix on the end of it, ni, it's referring to oneself. But the word just hinen is like lo or behold. But in this passage that we read from Isaiah, he was standing out, as it were, and he heard a voice from the Lord, and the Lord said, I am looking for somebody to send. And Isaiah, without realizing what it would cost him, made it clear to the Lord that he was going to make himself available. Not just a matter of location. It wasn't just a matter of where he was at. And we might misunderstand this phrase to be something like, I'm over here. That's not really what it is. It's a statement of saying, look at me. I'm right here. I am available. Lord, if you're looking for someone to send, Here I am. I'm available. So with these passages, I identified three things. First of all, I identified that there is a concept of awareness or recognition. There is a familiarity with the voice. We've heard Jesus in John chapter 10, verse 27. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." And so if we are intending to make this response to what the Lord would say, if the Lord is looking for some to send, amen, then and we would like to respond to that, we first need to develop an awareness of the voice of the Lord. Secondly, we need to develop our attention towards his voice. It's not enough to just hear it in a fleeting moment, but we need to position our attention. We need to orient our mind and our spirit towards what the Lord has to say. And that's what this phrase is doing. And then finally, and we'll cover these again, I just want to overview them here at the beginning, but the third point is that we must make ourselves then available. By saying, "Here I am," I think funny enough, it's three separate words. So maybe I could assign each word to each of these points. Maybe not. But we become aware that the Lord is speaking. And there's far too many in this day and age that are not aware that the Lord is speaking. I may even go a step further and step out on a dangerous limb and say that there are some here that may not be aware of when the Lord is speaking. But Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." And so we need to grow an awareness, a recognition of the voice of the Lord, and know it when he speaks to us. But it's not enough to just have that awareness. I know many that are sensitive. I've heard my wife and her family describe her as a young child, that she became sensitive to the Lord. Sister Burgess has explained this to me as well. Several folks describing her childhood personality. When the presence of the Lord would come into a service, you could see Adriana over in a corner or over underneath the pew somewhere crying and weeping. Why? Because there was an awareness there. There was a sensitivity to what the Lord was doing. Maybe not a perfect understanding of all that God was doing, but there was an awareness that something is happening. Hallelujah. Far be it from us as a church that God can come by and not find a people that's aware that he's right there. Hallelujah. Amen. There's several of these examples. I chose some of these to try to illustrate each of these points: awareness, attention, and availability. So the first one, of course, is awareness. In Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 2 says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am," or "here am I. And he said, Take now," this is the Lord responding to Abraham's own response. He said, "Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of." If Abraham had stopped, amen, listening to the voice of the Lord at the end of this sentence, then Abraham would have made a grave mistake. He climbed the mountain of Moriah. He brought his son with the kindling and all of that was necessary to create the sacrifice according to the word of the Lord. Amen. But what Abraham did not realize was that the Lord was not finished speaking. Amen. Church, we have a responsibility, amen, to maintain a consistent and persistent awareness of what God would say to us. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what form or fashion that it comes through. Amen. If it's the word of the Lord, we ought to become familiar. Hallelujah. I don't want to miss this point, and I don't want you to miss this point. Before you leave this place, I hope you develop an awareness, amen, a recognition of what God's mighty voice sounds like. Hallelujah. There's great danger. You can create great damage. You can create great pain and anguish if you miss Hallelujah. Do you understand the importance of developing an awareness of the voice of the Lord? Hallelujah. Let's go on. Verse 10, skipping down to verse 10, Genesis 22. Bible says, Abraham stretched forth his hand, took out the knife to slay his son. The voice of the Lord had waited any moment longer, Isaiah would be laying there. Isaac would be laying there slain. At least in a lot of pain. Amen. But Abraham's sensitivity to the voice of the Lord. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Abraham's sensitivity to the voice of the Lord. His awareness of that still small voice as it came whispering by. And in a moment of obedience, changed the direction that Abraham had to take. Amen. Verse 11 says, the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son. I think to me, some of the underlying tones of what is being said by the Lord to Abraham is that now I understand. You've got a genuine sensitivity to what I'm trying to do. I mean, I know that I can trust you now, Abraham. If I tell you to go, if I speak to you in any moment, it doesn't matter if it's on the mountaintop or in the valley below. Church, we've got to get to this same position in our own life, in our own commitment to God. Amen. Even I, myself, can become too overzealous in our obedience and ignore the continual speaking of the Word of God. Amen. But if we're careful in our obedience, if we can walk cautiously, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. If he can help, if you can tune your ear. Hallelujah. 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 Let's talk to the Lord for just a moment right now. Jesus. Hallelujah. Stretch forth your hand, Abraham. Take out the knife. Amen. But now put it down. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't fully understand all that you're doing, but I commit myself to remain sensitive. Amen. That at any moment, I will follow the direction that you lead me to go. Hallelujah. With each of these examples, I want to point out, amen, one particular story that I'm personally fond of. That's Mr. Samuel. In each case, I see each of these being applied to little Samuel's life. Even as a young boy, he's serving the priest Eli. He's as a result of Hannah's commitment to God, Samuel is in the house of the Lord, in the tabernacle, doing what he can. And when Samuel first heard the voice of the Lord, it sounded a lot like his pastor. It sounded a lot like Eli. Oftentimes, let me just say this, if you're straining to hear the voice of the Lord, you may just give your pastor a call. If you want to hear the voice of the Lord and you've prayed and you've sought it out, you've read the Word of God, you've tried and you tried and you tried and you just cannot get somewhere, let me just offer you, amen, a tip. Talk to your pastor. Amen. Get a hold of your man of God. Get a hold of your pastor. Amen. If you're straining to hear the voice of the Lord. But Samuel, the Bible tells us that he ministered before the Lord. 1 Samuel 3 and 1. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Notice this. There was no open vision. Nobody was hearing from God. Verse 2. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And skipping down to verse 9 says, therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go, lay down. And it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Samuel knew where to go when he was straining to hear the voice of the Lord. And his pastor did indeed give him direction. Amen. And he taught him how to hear more from the voice of the Lord. He gave him specific instruction. Samuel, go back. And when you hear again, go back to what you were doing before. Don't change your direction. Don't change your trajectory. Just continue doing what you were doing before. And then you will expect the Lord to speak to you again. In fact, the Bible says plainly in verse 7 that Samuel did not know the word of the Lord. Verse 7 of 1 Samuel 3 says, "Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him." And so he had to talk to his pastor. He had to work with his man of God to get an understanding, to develop that sensitivity to the voice of the Lord. "My sheep," Jesus said, "know my voice." And then the second point, somewhat nuanced from the first for being an awareness, the second point is developing an attention. And you might be able to gloss over these two and think they are the same, but my friend, they are far different. Amen. While you may have developed some sensitivities to the voice of the Lord, while you may, even in your childhood, as I described with my wife a few moments ago, amen, in your early walk with God, have developed an awareness to what the Lord has said or would say, I'm here to tell you that it is also your responsibility to develop a great attention. Hallelujah. Read through the law of Moses, and as he, amen, enumerates every 600 and some odd laws from God, amen, you can identify the great attention to detail that Moses had to do in order to relay what the Lord had given to him. Hallelujah. Bible tells us then with Moses in the wilderness, his first time hearing from the Lord. Exodus chapter 2, verse 4. I want you to notice what happens. "The angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." What's going on here? This isn't typical. Verse 4 says, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside." What God is expecting out of us, when we finally recognize and pick up that he's speaking, he's expecting us to adjust where we are going, what our direction is. We are to give absolute and total attention to when God would speak. Well, you might say, well, that's just Brother so-and-so, or that was just a traditional comment or a cliche in my daily devotion, or that was just a feeling in my prayer. Are you so sure? I'm here to contend that in 2025, God would like to speak a lot more than we give him credit for. Maybe while you're out in your wilderness, while you're out there contending with the winds of life, while the blazing sun is beating down on your back at work, per se, amen, I wonder how much God would speak to us if we would turn our attention to him. Hallelujah. You know what this requires? This requires great personal sacrifice. Amen. Of our time and our commitment to God. If we're willing, we can hear and we can be direct. I feel God trying to talk to somebody right now. Amen. If you're willing. Hallelujah. You say, well, I can't get up in the morning. I can't make that sacrifice. I've tried and I continue to fail. Moses, just get up again. Hallelujah. I said it this morning. I'll say it tonight. Amen. The enemy would like us to believe that we can't do it, that we're not good enough. Amen. That's one of his greatest tools, is the lie from hell that you'll never be able to do it. And I'm here to tell you that you can. Hallelujah. And God's calling you to. Moses, amen, Moses somewhere, I don't know how, I don't know where, perhaps it was in those daily devotions with Mama Jochebed early on, maybe, I don't know when, I don't know where, but Moses developed an awareness, and he realized, amen, that there's something different going on. Hallelujah. It's not just happenstance. Amen. That you have decided to come to this church and to commit yourself to the living God. Amen. You may have tried it before, but friend, don't give up. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. The enemy would like you to think, amen, that you tried it before, amen, and you fell flat on your face. You've gone so far before and you couldn't make it all the way to the end. Amen. Let me tell you, turn aside, change your attention, go the direction of the voice of the Lord. Here am I. Hallelujah. He called up. Come on, let's talk to him right now. Hallelujah. Give your attention to him. Give your spirit, give your will to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's so many things in this world, amen, that are vying for our attention. Amen. You can drive down the highways. Amen. There are billboards plastered on either side. Amen. What are their purpose? What's their goal? What's their end? Amen. It's to get your attention. Amen. To grab your attention. Just like that, the devil's throwing billboards in your life and say, hey, looky over here. Looky over here. And he's trying to get you sidetracked and distracted from where God is trying to take you. Hallelujah. Give him your attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you that God would like to do way more than we give him credit for. Amen. Not just would he like to speak more, but he would like to do more. Amen. But we hinder what he would like to do. Amen. Because of our lack of attention. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Scrolling and going, amen, flipping and swiping. And hallelujah, texting and typing and calling. And hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll give anything our attention. Hallelujah. We'll give anything our attention. Amen. It's easy, amen, for them to program. I'm not preaching against any social media or texting or talking on the phone. Don't misunderstand or misapply what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. But there are things far greater than what you can download on a phone. There are things far greater than what you can see in a video. Here am I, Lord. Hallelujah. What do you say, amen, on an evening in the middle of this week when you normally turn on YouTube or when you normally open up a book or when you normally, amen, phone a friend? Amen. What do you say? You put down the phone or put down the book and find a place. Hallelujah. Turn your attention towards him. Hallelujah. Just like Samuel, it may require more than one trip. Samuel didn't get it the first time. He didn't get it the second time. Three times. Eli, is that you? Nope. What's going on? Hallelujah. Eli, was that you? Nope. Eli, was that you? Nope. I know what's going on. It's the Lord that's trying to reach you. Hallelujah. Bishop, if I step across any lines, you tell me. But if you're more responsive to the notifications on your phone or the emails in your inbox than you are to God's voice, then your attention is in the wrong area. You don't have a here am I spirit or here am I attitude. Your attention is on the wrong thing. The third thing, and I'm coming to a close, Sister Tori, I won't be much longer now, but And perhaps this is the most important. I struggled, and maybe there's a reason why we can't designate one as important, more important than the other, because each of these have their own relevance. But in our text, we read this statement, and it captures the spirit of this final point, and that is this, Isaiah 6 and 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. Isaiah, unlike these others who we've referred to tonight, went a step beyond his statement of, behold, look at me, Jesus, look at me, God, I'm available. But he made a commitment once he was making himself available. And the commitment was to be sent. Lord, you're looking for someone to send. Lord, you're looking for someone to go for you. Here am I. Send me. You better be ready when you make the statement, here am I. Because when you do, in each of these cases, you can go read it for yourself. I don't have time. I'm not going to take the time to go through each of the incidents. But as soon as the individual who was sensitive enough and gave the Lord enough attention by saying, here am I, the Lord immediately gives to them a command. Immediately. The Lord is looking for folks who are available. And that's the final point, is availability. The Lord is looking for folks that who are not only aware of his voice and not only have given his attention at discretionary times, but have gone above and beyond mere awareness and attention and have given to him their time. Given to him themselves. I feel a great burden right now. Hallelujah. It's not enough, child of God, to come to the house of the Lord and say, well, I know what good church feels like. I know where to give my time and attention on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night or a Tuesday night. And yes, it's even a sacrifice of time. I understand. But what about the moments and the days between? What do you think God would like to do, amen, on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Friday or a Saturday with you? Do you only have to be in the house of God to hear from him? Do you only have to be in the house of God to give to him your attention? Do you only have to be in the house of God to give to him your availability and your time? Here I am, Lord. Send me. I'll go into the highways and into the byways as Jesus requested. Amen. Do you know, amen, that the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few? He's got a lot of folks that are willing to say, here am I, but very few that are willing to say, send. I'm wondering who tonight, Sister Tori, get ready to play. Amen. I wonder how many tonight are willing to take that extra step. I don't think Isaiah even realized the cost. Amen. The project that he was signing up for. Hallelujah. He had oppositions from the people of God. He had oppositions from the enemy of God. He had oppositions from the king of God's people. Amen. From every front, he had seasons of loneliness. He had seasons of mockery and being made fun of. But nevertheless, Isaiah said, send me. I'm going. I'm not going to play around. This is not just a Sunday morning or a Sunday night thing for me. Truth Church of Olathe, this is a burden of my heart tonight. I want you to hear me. Amen. I wonder who's willing to go beyond just to hear him. You're so good about being ready and available. Amen. We had such a tremendous turnout. Amen. On Saturday. Amen. So much work was done around here. Amen. So many that were willing to say, here I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But when it comes to that statement of send me, some of the same things that are toying in your mind about, here am I, I'm not worthy, I don't have the right words, I don't have the wisdom, I don't know the Bible well enough, they're going to make fun of me, they're going to laugh at the way I'm dressing, they're going to laugh at the way I'm talking. I hope that I can appeal to someone. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen in the remaining few months. Amen. The Lord may return. Amen. Before the end of this year. Amen. I wonder what God would like to do. Amen. Before Christmas. Before New Year's. Amen. Before next Easter. Amen. Before next summer. You say, oh, well, Sister Nelson's got trunk or treat coming. Amen. We're going to do a good job getting out there. Here am I, Sister Nelson. Put me on a trunk. I'll be willing to do it. But don't put me out there talking to somebody. Don't make me talk to somebody I don't know. Don't make me do that. Hallelujah, church. Let's all stand together. I knew that it would be difficult as it got to the end here. Hallelujah. I knew that you would ride with me all the way here to the end. And you say, oh, well, this is just an evangelistic message. And he's trying to rally the troops, trying to get everybody to go. In one sense, I certainly am. But I want you to see that God has committed. If you're willing to commit yourself to him, he's willing to commit himself to you. When Samuel said, Lord, here am I. The Bible tells us, amen, I failed to include this, but it was just prompted to me, amen, as I was preaching. So I'm just going to cite the scripture in quoting it, and you can look it up on your own time. Amen. But the Bible tells us that the Lord didn't let one of Samuel's words fall to the ground. And you're sitting here wondering and deliberating about what I'm going to say. Brother Jared, I can't say send me. I don't know what to say, and I don't know where to go. Hallelujah. Let me read this passage I have. 1 Samuel 3:10 says, the Lord came. And this is the time that Samuel recognized his voice. It says, and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. The Lord didn't change his approach. Same thing each time. But this time, the difference was Samuel recognized his voice. Samuel gave him his attention. And Samuel was willing to obey. Then Samuel answered, speak. I'm listening. Speak. Are you listening right now? Every head bowed and every eye closed. I want to talk to your heart right now. Are you listening to what the Lord is saying tonight? I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost would like to do great and marvelous things. You've heard it from your pastor's own lips. Men of God who've come and prophesied that he would like to pour out his spirit like rivers. But we are content to go from one service to the next. Yes, Lord, I'll give you my attention. Yes, Lord, I'm aware that you're speaking. Yes, Lord. Here am I, here am I, here am I. But God is not looking for just a here am I. Isaiah, I've got something to say. Do you realize that God's people go beyond these four walls? We're privileged to know the truth. We're privileged to know, amen, what it means to be saved and what the mighty God in Christ. And thank God for a tremendous Bible teacher in our pastor, amen, who's taking great care and great concern. God But I hear the Lord, amen, appealing to us tonight. Amen, trying to wake us up and say, hey, I've got more out there in the streets of Olathe, in the streets of Gardner, in the streets of Lenexa. Friend, they're not going to come unless we are sent. How beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace. I'm going to open these altars. I'm going to ask you to come. I'm going to ask you to talk to the Lord right now. Are you willing to go beyond just the here am I? Can you make the commitment to go? Be careful when you say, here am I. Because God is looking for more than someone to just stand there. He's looking for someone to go. He wants you to go. He wants you to teach. He wants you to baptize. He wants you to help them see. Come on, let's talk to the Lord right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Speak, Lord, for your servant is here. I'll be your servant. I'll do. I'll go. I'll speak. I'll pray. I'll fast. I'll teach Bible studies. Lord, come on, that's it. Hallelujah. I feel like some of you have caught this burden. I'm asking you to talk to the Lord right now. Can you lift your voice and call out to him?